Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, hey, you're an intern. Again.
Yeah.
I won't tell anybody.
Is he a really old guy?
Best breakup ever.
Why, we didn't break up a long time ago.
He's gone.
You're my sister. You're my family. You're all I've got.
We have the same dad.
We don't have the same dad, Lexi.
I think my husband's having an affair.
I'm going to tell her.
Doctors give patients a number of things. We give them medicine. We give them advice. And most of the time, we give them our undivided attention.
I heard he saved the guy who coded yesterday. By himself.
He just knows things. He never messes up in rounds, always has the answer.
And he's so calm. I'm always terrified. He's like, steady.
Best intern ever.
Hey, know what they're talking about?
George O'Malley.
Seriously, don't bring that up.
But by far, the hardest thing you can give a patient is the truth.
You know O'Malley's got these morons snowed. They don't even know he's a repeater.
Yeah, whatever. Hey.
Hey.
How are you today?
Good.
Great.
The truth is hard. The truth is awkward. And very often, the truth hurts.
Damn it.
Bye.
She's doing me dreamy. She's doing me dreamy and lying about it.
That's great. She thinks I'm weak, that I'm fragile. Like I can't handle it because of Burke.
Poor Christina, all alone. Yeah, I'm right. Poor Christina. George, what happened?
I mean, people say they want the truth. But do they really?
Do I have sex here?
Affected my job, right?
You go ahead.
What?
You go ahead, I'll wait a minute.
So this isn't just breakup sex. It's a secret breakup sex. It's about Christina, this morning in the elevator.
I don't know. I don't know what to do, you know? We don't talk about it, the whole Burke thing. I mean, I want to be a good friend. I want to take care of her. But you don't take care of Christina.
Okay, so by being with me, you're cheating on Christina.
Just, she knew about you and me.
You'd have to talk about it. You'd have to talk about you and me. And it'd be a long conversation. There'd be no time left for her to talk about her.
I told you we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Pierce, you're in the pit. James, I need you in Peds. Laura, you're on Scott.
I was on Scott yesterday.
Oh, and just for that, you're on Scott tomorrow.
Get lost.
Dr. Karev, this is Dr. Norman Shales.
Hey.
Strong handshake. That's a good sign.
Norman is transferring in from UCLA. I want him to work with you.
Are you the new OBGYN guy?
I don't have a specialty yet.
Norman is an intern. You'll be his resident.
He's my intern?
Don't worry, son. This tugboat's ready to pull his own weight.
Age is just a number, right, Norman?
Absolutely.
Pretty important number.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
I don't know. I think it's all just hitting me. You know, stupid Burke dumping me, and then stupid Mama coming to reclaim her magic necklace.
You want to talk about it?
No. Not really. Not yet.
Okay. Well, if there's anything
I
can do...
I just wish I had a good bloody surgery. You know, bloody surgeries make me feel better. 1, 2, 3, 4. Follow me.
Joanne, this is why you and I need to get sick. These doctors. One's more handsome than the next.
Oh, here comes the handsomest one of them all. Hi, Dr. Weber.
Connie.
I took my appendix out 3 years ago. Barely left a scar. How good, Del?
She's good, good. Marriage is hard. But we're dating again. And she agreed to date me tonight. But more importantly, how are you doing?
Oh, I just had a little bump on my tongue removed is all. A couple of taste buds. Turns out it was a little touch of cancer. So I'm here to have the rest out. I mean, you know the cancer, not the taste buds. I don't know exactly how bad it is, because Dr. Sloan over there has been awfully quiet.
Because you don't let him get a word in edgewise is why.
How is she, Dr. Sloan?
We just got back the pathology report, Connie. Unfortunately, the cancer is a bit more widespread than we'd hoped. It's over 60% of your tongue.
Well, what?
What does she do? Chemo?
I think the best bet is a microvascular free flap, Dr. Gray.
He'll remove the cancerous part of the tongue and then reconstruct it with a strip of flesh from your legs. George?
The extra flesh will provide the bulk your tongue needs to breathe properly, chew, swallow.
And talk. Dr. Sloan, I'll be able to talk, won't I?
You will be able to talk, Connie. I just don't know how well you'll be understood.
What are you doing in my clinic, Karev? I thought you didn't work in the clinic anymore.
Oh, I don't. But I thought I could get my new intern, Norman, here settled in with you. At least the best. You'll really learn from her.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
You want
to
leave Norman with me while you troll for surgeries?
The dude's got a bum hip, and he smells like arthritis cream.
Can't keep up. Come on. Do me a favor, and I'll do you a favor.
I'm calling in my favor now. Curtain 5. You can take your intern and show him how we do an H&P. Nice to meet you, Norman.
Thank you.
Hunter, I'm Dr. Karev. This is Dr. Shales. What's going on?
My son is on drugs.
I'm not on drugs, Mom.
I wasn't born yesterday. I know the signs. He's lethargic, irritable, and in the last 2 months, his schoolwork's gone down the drain.
I'm not on drugs.
Okay, there are a host of reasons why your son could be exhibiting those symptoms. I think we should run some tests, see if there's any underlying.
But first, a drug test, Dr. Shales. I'm right to want a drug test.
Yeah, I just said that.
Mrs. Chapman, you are not wrong. My Mary Beth, God rest her soul, is just like you. When one of our kids started heading down that slippery slope, she just knew it. You have a mother's instinct. Right, Dr. Karev?
Yeah, right.
George, it's really this guy. We could bring a marching band in here and he wouldn't know the difference. What happened with Callie?
What happened?
I thought you were going to tell her last night.
I tried, but she would not let me. She wouldn't let me. I wanted to kill her, but then I couldn't kill her because she did help me through a lot of stuff. And it was a lot of stuff. And, you know, she did help me through it. But then I wanted to kill her again because who marries someone who just buried their father? And then I went to bed.
So what does this mean? What do you guys want? I told you I needed a minute before rounds.
We heard you saved the guy yesterday.
What?
Rounds.
Excuse me.
We'll start in here. Graciela, what can you tell us about really old guy?
He has a name.
I know he has a name. We call him really old guy. Catch up.
82-year-old semi-comatose male. Came in a year ago, status post-fall, and his post-op day 352.
Which basically means that he hasn't woken up for a year. So what's the treatment plan? It's really very simple. Daily labs and dialysis 3 times a week.
Don't bother with any more dialysis. I plan to die today, so it won't be necessary. Nice to meet you. And while I think really old guy is charming, in a neglected patient kind of way, my name is Charlie. Charlie Yost.
Heard. Welcome back.
Is it true? Really old guy woke up?
He has a name.
This time tomorrow, you can call me really dead guy.
Guys, I don't think Mr. Yost knows who you are.
Sure I do. That's Meredith. She and the brain doctor are always running hot and cold. And you're Alex. You still got a thing for that old patient of yours? I was semi-comatose, Blondie. I could still hear you guys.
Get a CT, a CBC, and chemistries. Your kidneys may be working again, which may be why you woke up. It's good news.
It just means now I got 2 things to do today. Take a pee and die.
Nobody's dying.
Functional muscle transfer.
What?
For Connie Williams. I was reading up on glossectomies and saw the procedure. We could microsurgically reinnervate her hypoglossal nerve.
A nerve graft. Too risky. Free flap's still your best bet.
Well, even if that goes well, you and I both know she'll never speak the same. That woman loves to talk more than anyone I know.
What's a functional muscle transfer?
You won't find it in the books, O'Malley. It's cutting edge. You connect the nerves from the leg with the nerves from the tongue. Gives her a shot at really speaking.
If it works. They've only done a half a dozen of them.
Better than none. Sometimes you got to push the envelope, Sloan.
Why? Why is it better to do a surgery that neither of you have done than to do a surgery that, you know, at least gives her a chance to have a normal life? Do you know how to do this procedure?
Are you saying that we're too old to learn new ways, O'Malley?
No.
Are you saying we're old dogs who can't learn new tricks?
No. I just...
We're not old dogs.
We still got it.
Okay.
I did do a functional muscle transfer to restore elbow function once.
Elbow, tongue, that's pretty close. Come on, what do you say? Let's light this candle.
Yes, sir.
Age is just a number, O'Malley.
Yes.
I got Karev down in the clinic all day. Hope that's not a problem.
Nope.
I know how you like to be told these things, so I'm telling you.
Thank you.
No, he tried to dump a new intern on me, Karev. Clearly, he's not interested in teaching.
Thank you for letting me know.
Feel old?
I'm young. I'm a fetus.
No, I mean, you ever feel like there's going to be a time when new techniques pass you by?
I'm a genius and a scholar.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Meredith isn't telling Christina about us. Well, she tells Christina everything.
I thought you broke that off.
I meant to.
You think she's going to want to get back together? You think she's going to grow up and get all whole and... want a relationship?
I do not.
You're a bad liar.
You're old.
I'm just getting started, my friend.
Hey.
Feeling any better?
Heard you're on that hemiglossectomy?
Tongue surgery? Yeah.
Oh, here I am, stuck in the pit with those know-nothing interns. I think eventually I catch a break.
Christina, are we ever going to talk about this, the Burke thing?
I'm not Izzy. I'm not going to lie on the bathroom floor all day. I'm going to lie here on the counter.
I'll trade you the hemiglossectomy.
What?
You take the hemiglossectomy and I will take the ER and your interns.
Are you sure?
Take the surgery. It makes you feel better. You're starting to freak me out.
I saw the whole thing, Yang. You can stop pretending.
Oh, I'm not pretending. I'm sad. I'm very sad.
Me so sad.
Maybe I should try it. See if I can get Gray to take my new intern.
No, hey, forget it. Sad is mine. Go find your own pretend emotion.
Blondie! Hey, Blondie!
Charlie, I have a million charts to update. I'm busy.
I want lobster.
What?
For my last meal. It's traditional. The dying man gets to choose what he wants to eat. I want lobster.
I'm not getting you lobster, because you're not dying. I won't allow it.
A man can only hang on for so long, Blondie. After a while, it's just not worth it.
Don't you have any friends, family, anyone?
They're all dead or on their way to dead. You'll understand someday. And you're older, less naive.
I'm not naive.
You and what's-his-face, that's not naive.
I don't know what you're... We're not even... You know about what's-his-face.
I know you're crazy if you think he's leaving his wife. Guys always say that.
Well, not that it's any of your business, but this is completely different.
I'm sure it's true love. I'm sure he's told his wife. I'm sure he's moved out. And I'm sure all your friends know, right? Yeah. By the way, I want real lobster, not that fake whitefish crap.
Hey, I'm filling in for Christina, so how's it going?
I pulled a splinter out of a guy's toe, and now I'm writing about it.
Okay, well, if you have any questions.
I have a lot of questions, just not about a splinter.
Okay.
Okay.
40-year-old unrestrained driver
and
all over NBC. Lost vitals on the scene, and we were unable to intubate.
Lexi, let's go. Open the intubation tray. How long has he been down?
Took 10 minutes to load him, 14 to get here, so 24.
Push another epi.
You know how to intubate?
I've never done
it. But you've seen it done?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay.
Come do one now. Are you sure? Visualize the cords. Pull straight up. Watch the tube. Go through the cords.
I can't see the cords. You should do this.
Okay, you can do it. Just don't rock up against the teeth. Just pull straight up.
Pulse ox down to 86.
That wasn't bad.
What?
That wasn't bad for your first intubation.
Is that some kind of joke? The guy's dead. He died.
He was dead when he came in here. He was dead on the scene. He was dead for 15 minutes in the ambulance. He was dead before I asked you to intubate.
You're pretty cavalier, don't you think? I mean, they brought him here for help.
They brought him here because they're legally required to. And I had you intubate because I'm required to teach you, and that is how you learn.
No. No, you should have done everything that you could.
That was everything I could.
Well, what kind of doctor are you?
What is this about? If you don't want to learn from me, that's fine. But I have to cover the pit today. So why don't you do both of us a favor and go help Bailey in the clinic?
Fine.
Fine.
Pretend I'm not here. Pretend I'm not busting in on you in pictures of really disturbing tongues. But really, old guy is giving me a hard time. I liked him so much better when he was sleeping, which he's not. He's awake. You've probably already heard. But my point is that he's stubborn. He's stubborn and really old, and he's telling me I'm an idiot for thinking you're going to leave Callie. Seriously? We're in this together. You're going to tell her tonight, right? George?
I have to get this research done.
You're not going to tell her.
Wasn't it just yesterday when you said that you didn't want me to tell her?
Fine. Forget it. Just leave your stupid pictures of tongues.
You got the tox screen back, Mrs. Chapman? Your son's not on drugs.
You sure? There's no drugs in his system.
No, it came back clean. Your son is fine.
This is not my son, Dr. Shales. It's not.
Maybe we should order some more tests.
You know, he's a teenager. I raised four of them myself. Teenagers don't like to do their homework. They talk back to their parents, and they never come out of their rooms.
You have apple hair. I threw a pancake in the river. A pancake!
Hunter.
Do you know what you just said?
I'm not sure.
Did you mean to say it?
No, I was trying to say that I wanted to go home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we need to do a full neuro exam. What are our head CT and labs now?
It's gonna be okay, you know?
It is. It's going to be okay.
Do you think so?
Dr. Sloan's going to do this fancy new surgery. Maybe you'll make it into the medical journals. Maybe you'll be famous.
What if the surgery doesn't work?
What if this is my last chance to talk? I still have so much to say.
Say it now, Colin.
Don't be so morbid. The surgery will work. You'll be fine.
You should say it all now, Joe, just in case. You shouldn't have any more regrets.
You can tell us everything, Connie. We're your best friends.
You should tell him. I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry, but if you have something you want to say, you should say it. I've been here a while. I've been here long enough to know that things don't always go the way that you want them to, and if there's something you want to say, you should say it.
Joanne, you gotta stop wearing those pants.
What?
Those pants make your ass look like two puppies are struggling to get out. As a matter of fact, all of your pants are too tight. You have to buy some new pants. And Elaine, your breath has got awful.
My breath?
I mean, you need to see a doctor or something, because I know you have good hygiene, but sweet God, your breath is bad. And you've got to get a new hairdo. The 80s are over, honey.
What now?
He keeps pulling off his monitor, Lee.
I told him he could pull him off all day. He's still not going to die.
I'm sick and tired of waiting.
Yeah, well, I'm sick and tired of coming to your room every 5 minutes.
Sorry, Blondie. It's time. I took things into my own hands.
Oh, you know what? You want to die? Fine. Here, let me help you. You missed this one. Damn, you're still with us. Oh, wait, this looks promising. A nice thick wire. How's that? Any luck? No? Oh, well, no wonder. That's why it's attached to this lamp. Okay, well, let's see what else we got.
Dr. Stevens.
What?
Dr. Stevens, he's not breathing.
What?
He doesn't have a pulse. He's in cardiac arrest.
Swear to God, I didn't do anything.
Code blue, fourth floor. Code blue.
Epi and atropine in?
Epi's in. Pushing atropine now.
CPR, let's see what happens.
Looks like defib.
Turn paddles 300. Clear.
No change.
Charge again. Clear.
Got a pulse.
Charlie? Charlie?
Oh. Stop saving my life.
I can't believe I said all that. Do you believe I said all that?
Not really, no.
You think I hurt their feelings? I mean, real bad hurt their feelings? You think they'll forgive me? You told me. You told me to tell them. You told me to say everything. You said it would be okay.
I'm really sorry.
Dr. Bailey, Dr. Gray sent me down here to work with you.
Oh, she did she? And why is that?
Truthfully, she didn't want to work with me anymore. She kicked me out.
You can go and tell Dr. Gray that the clinic is not a dumping ground for strays. We are not the island of broken interns. Please, go tell her that.
Please, don't make me do that. I can't work with her, with Meredith Gray. I can't work with her because I can't look at her. If she hates me, she hates my dad, she obviously hated my mother, and I am... Please, just let me work down here today. Please, Dr. Bailey.
Kid in curtain 3 needs stitches. Go.
Hey, what do you got for us?
A teenager came into clinic this morning. He was lethargic, irritable, dysphagic.
Right. Sorry, I don't know you.
Norman Shales, up from UCLA.
Are you neuro? I thought I knew all the neuro guys down there.
Norman's an intern, Dr. Shepard.
Oh!
My intern.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, what do we got? Oh, look at this. Kid's got hydrocephalus. It's pushing up against his Broca's area.
Yeah, which explains the screwed-up speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was sure it was drugs. Well, that's what happens when you're a pharmacist for 30 years. You're sure that everybody's hooked on pills or reefer.
Right.
I won't make that mistake again. No siree.
Right. Okay. We need to put in a shunt.
Yeah, schedule an OR, and then we'll go talk to Andre and his mom.
Will do, Captain.
The guy doesn't know when to shut up. Does it with the patients, too.
Well, you're his resident.
I know, but it'd be like yelling at my grandfather.
Hey, I heard about a really old guy.
What's the matter? Couldn't find his LVAD wire?
It was a coincidence, and he's still alive.
Well, have fun with a really old guy.
I'm off to do Meredith's hemiplegia.
Hey, has George said anything to you?
She's faking. She's faking sadness, pretending to be sad to steal my surgeries.
Okay, I have a really old guy trying to kill himself and problems of my own. So I don't have time for the two of you and your fake drama.
A person wants to die. You let them. It's polite.
Not in the hospital, it's not. In the hospital, it's a lawsuit.
I don't like you.
Really? Because I thought we were BFFs.
You know what? Just for that, I'm dying right now.
That might make you poop your pants, but it's not going to make you die.
Damn it!
You really think he's not going to leave his wife?
I think if a person wants to do something, like die, they do it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's hope. Maybe he'll tell her, and you two will get together and end up happy.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Not that I'll be alive to see it.
You're not dying, Charlie. Not on my watch.
Dead man walking.
I don't see much walking, Charlie.
You know Yang and Gray are playing musical chairs with their interns?
Huh?
I mean, I just thought that might interest you, seeing as how one of Yang's interns is actually one of Gray's relatives. And the two Grays are having some kind of family feud. I'm just saying, it would probably be best if the residents stuck with their own interns in the future.
Yeah, I got it, thanks.
You plan to hide out in here all day long, or you plan to emerge at some point and do your job?
Why would I come out there to do my job when you clearly do it so much better? I'm doing paperwork, Miranda, because I don't have any more fight in me. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight my... I don't want to fight today. So, I'm doing paperwork, okay?
Grass a perfect fit.
Yeah. It's got good vascularization.
At this rate, you may actually get to go on a date with Adele.
Yeah, better. Can't very well have her take me back if I cancel our first date.
Where are you taking her, Chief?
There's a nice little Chinese restaurant we like to go to.
Hmm.
What happens next?
Dr. Sloan,
I know. Is everything okay?
We're not sure.
What does that mean?
It means we've never done this before.
What about if we collapse the lingual nerve underneath here?
No, we'd end up losing the vascular supply. Graft might not work at all.
She likes to talk so long. She likes to talk a lot.
We need an extra set of hands. Someone who knows nerves.
O'Malley, get Dr. Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Functional muscle transfer of the tongue.
That was looking good for a while, but...
I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Izzy.
What? What is there to say, George? I'm a blondie. I'm the other woman. I'm a bad 50s cliche.
We're not in this together.
Wow. Great. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Hey, no, no, you don't get to be mad here.
Seriously? We said...
No, 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 there is no we. It's just me. I'm the one who has to tell Callie. I'm the one who has to destroy her. This is not about you and me. This is about her and me. I'm ending a marriage. To a wonderful woman. Me. I'm the one. It's not you. You. It's not something you just blurt out. It's not. I'll do it. I will do it. You have to back off and let me do it.
You traded a hemiglossectomy for the pit.
It's a long story.
Long story that ends with you pawning off Lexa Gray on me?
I had her do an intubation on a dead guy. It's something you used to have us do all the time. I was trying to teach her. Whatever she told you, she told me you hate her.
I don't... And that you hated her mother.
I didn't say
her mother, who came to you with a case of hiccups and died in our hospital. Do you see where I'm going with this?
She's not my intern.
No. She's your sister, and you haven't had a kind word to say to her since she got here, and you were her mother's doctor. Now, what is she supposed to think? Look, whether you like it or not, your job is to help that girl be a better doctor. So help her.
You paged me?
Really old guy?
Yeah.
Let's check that AMA. He's leaving the hospital.
What? He can't leave. He's sick. He can barely walk, and I got him lobster.
Got a 911. What happened?
He collapsed.
He started talking that nonsense talk and
his pupil's blown. Brain starting to herniate.
Hey, Shepard. You want me to take over the bag? We gotta get him up on a bed.
What's happening?
Three, one, two.
What's happening to my son?
Spinal fluid's backing up. It's putting pressure on his brain.
Shepard's not answering his pain.
Try it again. What do I do?
Hyperventilation. Manitoba. I don't know everything. Go. Get Shepard. Go.
Dr. Shepard, I'm a little busy right now making medical history.
Hunter Chapman's brain is herniated. His right pupil just blew.
Okay, you need to do exactly what I say. That kid's going to be dead in the next 10 minutes. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, get the biggest needle you can find.
Dr. Karev, what's going on?
Where's Shepard?
Dr. Karev.
I think it might help Mrs. Chapman if she knows exactly
what... What are you doing?
Get her out of here.
Well, she is the boy's mom.
Get her out of here, Norman. Get her out.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hold his head. Shepard told me what to do.
Charlie, you can't go. I know that you think your life is over. I know you feel like you don't have anybody, but your life's not over. And you have me. You have me. I need you. I need somebody to talk to. Because I think you may have been right before. I don't think George is going to leave his wife. And I need you to tell me what to do. I need some... You can't go, Charlie. Charlie...
Once we get the shunt in, any excess spinal fluid will change to his abdomen.
He's gonna be okay.
Excuse me. Sorry I unloaded on you, Norman. You know how it is, heat of the moment.
But don't apologize to him.
What?
Oh, Dr. Bailey's right.
Shut up, Norman. I'm not talking to you. He got in your way. He's been doing it all day. And when that happens, when an intern gets in the way of a resident, you're not doing what's best for your patient. Now, you almost missed diagnosing that kid today because Norman here thought it was drugs. So don't apologize. He should be yelled at.
Dr. Bailey, he's as old as the hell.
I don't care how old he is, Dr. Karev. He's still an intern. And interns are basically teenagers. We are not hard on them because it's fun. We're hard on them because this is a life and death job. They need to learn that. There is a reason why we have a pecking order in a hospital. It saves lives.
I think that woman's going to be able to talk for the rest of her life thanks to us.
I think I still got it.
I think you do, too. Now we just got to figure out what she's going to tell Adele.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
First off, don't tell her you want to move back in.
No?
Reeks of desperation. The deal breaker, trust me.
You know what? I can't take this anymore. You guys are kidding yourselves. You know how close you idiots came to that woman losing her tongue? To her never speaking again? Oh, yeah. You had a couple of cowboys in there telling yourselves you can do this. Acting like the big boys. And no business doing that surgery. No business. Lucky I came in when I did. Shame on you. And shame on you. As for Dell, you can't imagine your life without her. Tell that for the last... months you've been walking around this hospital at night just thinking about her. Tell her the truth. I'm sorry, Cole, you're an idiot.
Hey. So I've been thinking about how you're sad and what I can do to help.
Oh, you have another surgery?
No, that's not what you need.
Well, it kind of is.
No, what you need is me and my time. So I thought we could go back to my house and get into our pajamas. Just sit and talk about this whole Burke thing and really get to the root of your feelings. Just talk all night long if we have to.
Talk.
Talk. And cry.
cry.
No.
You're damn right I know, surgery stealer.
So? Person who's sleeping with Derek?
How'd you know that?
What, you think I'm too fragile to handle your sex life?
Well, he did leave you at the altar, and I'm your person.
How? Like protecting me? That's not how to be my person. That's not what we do. You know that. I'm dealing, okay? The best I can. So if you need to take care of someone, you're going to need to take care of someone else, okay?
Fine. But you owe me a surgery.
Yeah, well, you owe me sex details.
Are we doing this or not?
What are we supposed to say? We didn't even know the guy.
We ate lunch in here for a year. The least we can do is say a few kind words about him.
He didn't snore too loud.
Never complained, and he always took his meds.
Hardly ever farted.
Alex.
Fine. He had 12 surgeries this year, and he lived through them. That's impressive.
Thank you, Alex. Christina.
I got to practice stuff on him, central lines and everything. It was good practice.
Charlie, the truth is, you were a bastard. You were. You were mean and stubborn and just a bastard. But you were a bastard who knew what you wanted. And you stuck to your guns and proved that if you want something badly enough, if you're determined enough and patient enough, eventually it will happen. It will. And that gives me hope, so thanks. For that. Bye-bye, Charlie.
The truth is painful.
It went really well. Your friends, I'm so sorry I haven't seen them.
How'd she do?
Great. She did great.
She's going to talk again?
Yeah, the chests are very good.
In that case, we have a few things we'd like to say. Your first husband? He put his hand on my ass every chance he got.
And your second husband? He spat when he talked, and plus he was ugly. We know that you thought he was handsome, but the man was a troll.
And that guy you dated last year? Comb-over guy. Oh, my God.
Deep down, nobody wants to hear it. Especially when it hits close to home.
What?
I have your mother's death note here. Everything that happened on the day she died is in here. And I know because I wrote it. So I'd like to go over it with you if that's okay. Okay, first of all, let me just say that everything that happened that day, every setback, there was a 1% chance of each of those things happening. 1%. And your mother was the 1%. She came in complaining of persistent hiccups. We did an endoscopic fundal ligation.
You did it endoscopically?
So it would be an outpatient procedure. We wanted to avoid major surgery. For what it's worth, I was very fond of your mother. I was very fond of her. She got bacterial endocarditis from the procedure. Sometimes we tell the truth because the truth is all we have to give.
I've been having trouble with this whole
pecking order of things. It's I've been having trouble. Because I'm used to being number one. But I'm not number one. Not anymore. So the best that I can come up with is to be number two. The best damn number two this hospital has ever seen. But you're number two. I will help you. We'll be like a team. Because, look, girl, you just seem to be having a hard time. And I know I'm having a hard time, but together we could do this. I just think we can do this together.
Sometimes we tell the truth because we need to say it out loud to really hear it for ourselves. You got to reattach a woman's tongue.
I was there. I didn't actually do the reattaching.
Yeah, but still. You're the intern they wanted on that case.
He's a repeater.
What?
Your big hero here. He was an intern last year. That's why he knows some of this stuff. He's already been through it. But if you want to learn from someone, really, really learn, go to a resident. Not this dude.
He's right. If you want to emulate someone, it's definitely not me. No, I'm not that guy.
And sometimes we tell the truth because we just can't help ourselves.
What the hell are you looking at? Interns.
And sometimes we tell them. Because we owe them at least that much.
Just say it.
I slept with Izzy.